This transplant began on Craigslist. They were strangers. After waiting more than a year for a kidney, Nina Saria posted an ad asking for a donor. Glenn Calderbank clicked on it. Joel Newman of the United Network for Organ Sharing says families going the traditional route wait an average of 4 to 7 years for a donor.
The vast majority are relatives. They are parents, children, spouses. But there are an increasing number, and probably a few dozen each year, where social media or some sort of public forum has been used for people to share their story, talk about their need, and then somebody chooses to respond and help them out.
When Jennifer Flood's dad needed a kidney, her family asked for help on Craigslist. Hundreds of donors replied. One saved her father's life. Now she's a president of the Flood Sisters Kidney Foundation of America. Flood says the foundation is successful because it shares patients' stories on social media.
It's really organic, and it's a very beautiful process to see these people that want to help someone that's just, you know, a complete stranger to them.
Still, donating a kidney isn't easy. Every donor must pass months of health screenings and tests. Many hospitals still refuse to operate on a patient with a kidney donated by a living stranger. Of 123,000 people nationwide, the transplant list is getting longer. More than 100,000 are in line for a kidney. For WHYY News, I'm Jeanette Beebe.